Welcome back to the channel, everyone. I'm Saladino. Hey, y'all want to see a magic trick? Watch this.
Here's a little known fact. Women were among the very first to brew beer ever. From Mesopotamia to the Middle Ages to colonial America, women were the ones doing the brewing. Centuries later, how did the industry pay homage to the founding mothers of beer? They put us in bikinis.
Okay, so this ad sucks, but it's a great example of how feminists frame things to make themselves out to be the victims in situations that A, have nothing to do with them personally, and B, aren't even victimizing situations. So Alana starts off talking about how women being among the first brewers of beer is a little known fact. But really, I'd imagine, if I were to guess, it's just something people don't even think about either way. You know, they're just drinking beer. Who's thinking about the history of it, or like who made it? And why especially does it matter that women brewed beer too? Like if you were to ask me before this ad, do you think women were among the first people to brew beer? I'd be like, yeah, I guess. I mean, say if I were to think about winemaking for whatever reason, the first thing I'd think of is
eating international foods, having wine tours and tastings, vineyard tours, seminars, arts and crafts. It's a lot of fun, a whole day.
Stop. I can't breathe. Stop.
Oh, dear.
I think she's actually hurt. No.
Barefoot women like, you know, Fantine from Les Miserables, you know, stomping and squishing grapes in France or something. So, yeah, I guess women have always brewed beer. So what? But what seems to be the implication from this ad is beer drinking is predominantly a male activity. And since feminists are obsessed with competing with men and with this idea that they have to prove themselves to men, they're like, you know, that beer you're drinking that you love so much, it was brewed by a woman, you bigot. So after that, she goes on to be like, and how did the industry pay homage to the founding mothers of brewing? And it's like, wait, hold on. You know, as Destiny would say, hold on, is the beer industry paying homage to anyone who brewed beer throughout history? Like, I mean, there might have been some joke at, you know, about some, like, maybe caveman who might have discovered beer somehow or something like that. But do beer industries typically pay homage to the history of beer or something? You know, they're just selling beer, right? But it's this thing, like, with feminists. Okay, so feminists who compete with men don't really understand what they're competing against. You know, what's important to them in these situations? It's not important to men. It's like when that WNBA player got mad at Andre Iguodala for referring to her jersey number when he gave her a compliment. Wouldn't he say something like, number 23 is nice, something like that he said about her. Instead of just retweeting the compliment and thanking him for the support or whatever, the player, she goes off on him instead. And then a bunch of other women attacked him too. And dudes in the replies were telling her and these other stupid-ass women, this is a typical thing in men's sports. They refer to players by their jersey number, or their socks, you know, or their hairstyle, or whatever it's like distinguishing feature about them. They don't usually say the name a lot of times. They'll just be like, oh, old boy with the socks, he's doing it, you know, stuff like that. But this is the thing about women. They typically want to be praised and admired just for existing in a lot of cases. You know, they love attention, so they'll tell you this. And not to go into it too much, but they'll waste a guy's time who they're not even interested in just for that attention. So when it comes to these male-dominated activities like, you know, sports or games, comic books or whatever, once they get involved, they expect to be treated in a different way. They think the way they think about these things, men think about them too. You know, it's like when I was saying in another video when I was talking about, you know, D&I, and I was saying not being liked or accepted or approved of is what equality is all about. You know, equality is not overpraise or endless fawning or, you know, it's just being treated on a base level like most people are treated. You know, not everybody's going to be like, oh, it's so amazing that you came out of the closet, or it's so amazing that you realize you're non-binary or whatever. They're not going to do that. And this idea that everybody has to do that in order to, you know, like, and call it equality. Like, everybody has to see me the way I see myself. And that's just not the case. Nobody's ever going to get 100% approval. You know, it's like that. There's a line in The Mist, and the narrator in The Mist, you know, from Stephen King, says, "Hell, even Jesus only had 12 subscribers, right?" You know, so he didn't say subscribers, but you know. But anyway, so anyway, Ilana goes on, or she goes on to say, "And how did the industry pay homage to these mothers of all beers, or whatever?" And she goes, "They put us in bikinis." You see that, right? She went, she goes, "They put us in bikinis.
You see that?"
You see how she suddenly went from the mothers of brewing to us all of a sudden? Ilana Glazer isn't a founding mother of brewing, nor is any other woman on this planet. But somehow, she went from the industry honoring women who first brewed beer to they put us in bikinis. Not only is Ilana Glazer, again, not a founding mother of beer, the beer industry didn't put her in a bikini. You know, it's so stupid how women, feminists to be exact, get away with pulling shit like this. She's offended on behalf of dead women who brewed beer throughout history, and pretending that because beer companies hired models to wear bikinis to sell their product, somehow that's a bad thing in dishonoring women in the history of beer making. It's insane. You know, all feminists have to do is say they don't like something, and you have these large brands like Miller Lite apologizing for giving bikini models jobs. It's like, yes, this is a terrible thing. We're going to take all the posters with these gorgeous women on them. We're going to take them back and then, you know, turn them into mulch for beer or whatever. I don't want to drink beer posters or whatever. I don't know if that shit is toxic or not. Why would I want to drink beer made from posters and shit? But whatever. So, bikini models have nothing to do with the founding mothers of brewing or Ilana Glazer, but feminists hate sexy women in media, so they cry victim. And no one says, wait, why the hell do you care about bikini models? No one challenges them on it. They just go, okay, well, yeah, that's bad to hire sexy women to sell our beer because men like sexy women in bikinis and feminists don't like men, so I guess they're right. You know, so this is why we have ugly women in gaming and in comics, and trans women are everywhere in male-dominated entertainment.
Never forget the soy-soaked side of the gaming industry. The Naughty Dogs, the Mortal Kombats these days, refuse equality when it pertains to attractive women because it threatens trans chances. Jeff Keighley's Game Awards and other like-minded weirdos in the gaming industry are more willing to literally celebrate boobs on a man than they would be for women to do anything other than cover up. This equality is only for men and men with wigs.
No one is challenging these women, these feminists, on their characterization of sexy women in media. If these women who got hired to do these jobs don't care, why do you care? You know, like I said about Anita Sarkeesian and those stupid tropes versus women, and especially her complaining about the way women walk with the hip sway, and it's done for the to appeal to men. It's like, why is that a bad thing, appealing to men? It's because they don't want men seeing women as sexy and attractive. They hate femininity. They hate beauty. They don't want to compete and compare to it for whatever reason. And it's just really, they just want to, their whole conception of sexy women in media, and like somebody like Stacey Henley said this too, their conception is, you're not looking beyond the surface. There are plenty of women out there who don't look like this, who you're not looking at their story. You treat them as commodities. You treat them as objects. Attraction doesn't work that way. You know, women lust over men that they find attractive. Men lust over women they find attractive. This is just a human, natural thing. Feminists have politicized it, and they've controlled the narrative by just simply saying, as a woman, I'm offended by sexy women because it creates environment where men feel that they can control and dominate women. And that's whatever abuse women suffer is independent of what generally men finding women attractive is all about. They say it themselves, and assault is not about sex, it's about power. So them whining about attractive women and impossible beauty standards and all this stuff is not the same thing as being concerned about abuse and that kind of thing. But the media has allowed them to get away with pretending that a bikini model is the same thing as Ilana Glazer pretending to care about the history of women brewing and saying, how did they honor and, you know, give homage to these women, they put us in bikinis. Suddenly, she's now a historical brewer of beer, and suddenly all women have been put in bikinis to sell beer. Like, Ilana Glazer is a bikini model, according to Ilana Glazer, which is ridiculous. Now, look, this isn't about, well, you don't look good enough to be a bikini model. I'm just saying that you weren't a bikini model. You know, if it'd be one thing, this is something I would say, it'd be one thing if Nita Sarkeesian says, I don't appreciate somebody taking my head and putting my head on the body of some big boob bikini model. You're, like, degrading me somehow. Like, if she doesn't like it, that's one thing. If you don't want to be seen as the sex object, then just dress how you want to dress and do how you want to do and be how you want to be. But that doesn't have anything to do with women who are gorgeous and they want to be bikini models and, you know, they want to be in sex work in one way or another. Like I said, the media, feminists, they're going to have to start recognizing that women in male-dominated entertainment, whether it's like comic book characters, video game characters, actresses, and like certain films and stuff, they're essentially sex workers in a way. Like I said, we're not talking about prostitutes, but they're essentially like sex workers. You have to stop treating them like, oh, they're just the average woman next door. And the thing is, you go to like Trader Joe's or something, and Trader Joe's should literally use the slogan, Trader Joe's, come see all this ass. You go to Trader Joe's, there's women with the shortest of the shorts. I'm talking about mothers with little booty shorts, little asses hanging out at the bottom with their 12-year-old daughters and 8-year-old sons just walking around, booty meat hanging out, tight. These girls with these tight spandex and stuff that with no underwear. You could see the handprints of the dude who slapped their ass a couple of hours earlier. Stuff like that. So regular women are more attractive and more sexually dressed than women in fiction these days. You know, predominantly that are fiction aimed at men. So at this point, like I said, you should just consider, yes, these women are designed to appeal to men, or they should be designed to appeal to men. This is the market. This is what men like. And there's nothing wrong with that. When it's a male-dominated industry, just because the character is a woman doesn't make her the property of what a woman out there. Like, again, Ilana Glazer can't get mad at Quiet. You putting us in bikinis because she doesn't like the way Quiet is dressed. It's like, yeah, you're a woman. If you don't like it, don't dress like that then. We're not putting you in this game. You don't take a job where they're going to model your face and body and then put you in a costume like that. Like, don't do it. But also, you know, don't pretend that because you don't like it, it's harming you. You just don't like it. You're offended. Who cares if you're offended? That's life. Get over it. Bye.